Estevan. The Estevan Motor Speedway recognized a local couple who dedicated many hours to volunteering at the track, and one of its most popular drivers during its annual awards night Saturday at the Estevan Exhibition Association building. Dave and Joyce Mack were added to the track's Wall of Fame, as was Joran Boyce. The Macks have been a big part of the track since it opened in July 2000. Joyce Mack could always be found at the concession from 2000 to 2019. The Speedway has had a reduced concession in the past 3 years due to the pandemic. First she was under the direction of Bertha Harris, and from there, took it, the concession, over and ran it for many, many years, said the bio for Joyce Mack, which was read off by MC Trevor Gowan. Even though Joyce doesn't work in the concession any longer, she still volunteers behind the scenes. Dave Mack has been a board member and a president, and he has volunteered in every capacity at the track, including as the flagman. When we forget something, Dave gets it done without saying anything, said the bio. Gowan noted they can't thank the Macks enough for all of their efforts at the Speedway in the past 23 seasons. Dave Mack said he has been pleased to see all of the new people step forward to serve at the board level and at the track in the past couple of years. They have told him they didn't know what it took to make a race program happen. I encourage more people to get involved. It gets easier when there's more people involved, and once you get working behind the scenes, other than a race day, pride and ownership take over. And we have a hell of a place, said Dave. Drivers who compete from all over come to Estevan and tell the local track officials what a great venue Estevan has. And he is pleased to see the young drivers who have stepped forward to compete. Joyce Mack said she has continued to enjoy working at the track. She has seen young people come in and flourish. I think it's exciting to see that they are a part of our community and stay home, she said. Boyce, who hails from Minot, is the first American to join the Speedway's Wall of Fame. He was a fixture as a racer from 2000 to 2019, missing just one race. And he was the track champion in the modified class in 2003 and 2004, and the stock car division in 2019. He has been unable to race at the Speedway the past 3 years due to border restrictions associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. We expect to see him next year, said Byron Fichter, who inducted Boyce into the Hall of Fame. Boyce said the honor was completely unexpected. The Estevan Motor Speedway has been a very precious part of my racing career, he said. It's not my most winningest, but it is my most fun and it's my dearest. He said he has met some wonderful people here, drivers and volunteers who have given him a place to stay or a party to attend. I don't know how much racing is left in me, but there's some, so I'll be here in May for sure and do as much as I can, said Boyce. The Speedway also handed out lots of trophies on Saturday night. This year's track champions were Cody Schulp in the Modifieds, Chris Hortness in the Stock Cars, Levi Runge in the Sport Mods, Caden Tuckscherer in the Hobby Stocks and Cash Saxon in the Slingshots. Each champion took the time to thank their sponsors, families and friends for their support throughout this season, and recognize the volunteers for their efforts. Runners-up were Tyson Turnbull, Modifieds, Chase Davidson, Stock Cars, Keenan Glasser, Sport Mods, Connor Hansen, Hobby Stocks, and Jace Emmel, Slingshots. Top rookies were Ryder Reynard, Sport Mods, Brody Singleton, Hobby Stocks, and Eliza Whitson, Slingshots. Dave Wetch was named the track's Volunteer of the Year. Vice President Aaron Turnbull said they appreciate all of their workers, and he noted Wetch shows up every night, does his job and doesn't complain. Brian Kentner, a driver in the Sport Mod class from Manitoba, was named the most sportsmanlike driver. Another Sport Mod driver, Rick Milevich of Sedley, was selected as the most improved. After the awards were handed out and the Wall of Fame inductees were recognized, the Speedway held a fundraising live auction, with a variety of items available.